Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Hey.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Testing.
Testing?
Testies.
Testies. 1, 2, 3.
Nah, nah.
I don't know shit about fuck.
Look at your balls, Todd.
I like sucking.
Put that dick in my ass.
Legit.
I like China.
Yeah.
Working with retards.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
You are.
Oh, what I'm saying?
This is Joe Biden, and you're listening to Legit Fat Podcast. And now your hosts, Jim, Jan, and Bland.
Welcome back to Legit Bat. I'm Joe. Jen is here. Ben is also here. Yes, the whole gang. Don't even have a button for that this time.
Ugh. Faggots.
Oh, there. That works. But this is kind of a Planet Retard slash, you know, regular show. So,
what up, retarded faggots?
I know Chance in the Telegram loves that one, so I had to post that. What else is there? If you want to support the show, send it to a friend. Or visit our sponsors. Or send us money. Just fucking send us money. That works too. But tonight we have returning champion Moral Bob from Hidden in Plain Sight, which is on hold right now, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm officially from Are We Content with Chud.
Oh.
Okay. I haven't done my show in like over a year now. Anniversary was Easter. Because my last episode was called Fuck Easter and Fuck You Too, which and not knowing that was going to be my last episode, that's not a bad last episode to leave. You know, I'm kind of proud of that one. I'm like, hey, if that's the one that is the last one.
And say, that's kind of a gangster way to go out. Like, just fuck everybody.
That's awesome. Well, yeah. Chud X from Adam Gets Red Pilled too, right?
Right. Yeah, it's Chud's show officially. I'm just the
Adam.
Talent,
you know? Sorry. Deborah Gets Red Pilled. Jesus, it's Adam that does the show. I haven't talked to him in forever.
Adam?
What he's doing up there. Yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea. I haven't talked to him in a long time either. Chud's doing good, man. He just had a baby. They just had a baby.
I was going to say, oh, that sucks. I mean, good for him. Yay.
Some of us enjoy it. So, you know, I got 5 and counting. Chud's trying to catch up. He's on his 3rd.
Wait, you're still counting?
Yeah, unfortunately, I mean, I'm not ever
stop while
stop
you're ahead, bro.
I'm not ever gonna stop doing what leads to children. So, I mean, it's really a game of Russian roulette. So, you know,
it really is.
I don't,
which one's the blank cylinder?
I don't trust doctors, so I'm not gonna get snipped. Or I would never ask my wife to do it, and birth control fucks you up real bad. So I would never ask her to not take birth control. So,
yeah,
you know,
I would never get snipped either, I don't think, because I don't like the idea of someone going in my balls with sharp stuff. No.
I just read an article today that I almost sent to you about a couple that just got pregnant after her husband had a successful vasectomy.
Balls.
After like
Jeez,
3 years.
Fucking somebody.
No.
Did they do a DNA test?
I'm sure
fucking
they did.
Somebody.
It does happen, but it's pretty rare. They're like, it's 99% effective or something. It's like, well, it's that 1% we're worried about.
Well, they,
that happens.
They like snip the tube and just like leave it there.
Ooh,
like they don't gross. Like some the doctors that do them successfully actually snip the tube and loop them back and tie them so that they're looped back and tied. So even if anything comes out, it's coming out in the opposite direction and it,
oh my
it's
God.
Not going to make it.
I was going to say, if they just leave them floating in there, you don't think there's a single sperm that's like, oh, I'm going to make it to the other side of that tube. Oh. Yeah. That's the sound of right. my sperms. Well, dude, so I know you don't really keep up on the news and stuff like that, and fucking more power to you, but I also know you're on Instagram, so I know you don't miss everything, and I'm not doing a whole show on the Trump shooting or anything, but I,
good.
There's so plenty of them out there. If you want to hear them, they're fucking out there. I'm not doing that. But you did have I saw you posted on Instagram about the dumb video I shared, but so what is your, in 5 minutes or less, your general opinion of what happened with that?
With the Trump thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, I knew something was going to come that would really ignite just the full-on Trump Messiah syndrome. Like, full fucking on. And the Bible even talks about this shit. They've been telling us what they were going to do for a very long time. You know, the Bible isn't some history lesson. It's their fucking plan. Like, if you look at it right, this is the plan. And you need to pay attention because it's easy to see. And I'm kind of over the fact that people keep falling for this shit. So it's just, it mesmerizes that people still do. And, you know, I take a few minutes a day out of my time to, you know, ridicule Trumpers. And, you know, it gets my little vent. It's my little release. It's like,
I see you scratching your ass. Scratching your itch. I see you scratching your itch on Instagram. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah,
I love it.
Those fucking, it's so insane. And Trump's going to take the guns. Watch out, everybody. Trump's coming for your fucking guns. He even said, I like to take guns. I take guns early, due process later. Like, direct Donald Trump quote. So
don't tread on me.
If they're going to keep falling for it, I'll keep laughing at them. You know?
Yeah. Well,
like,
I mean,
I told
it's just,
my wife I'd eventually like to get to a point to where I'm way fuck off in the middle of nowhere, and I don't even know what's going on in society. Like,
I want to go meet that one tribe, those uncontacted tribes, go out there, make friends with them, and be like, take me in. I'll chuck spears at white people if you want to.
Dude, I'd even be, like, if there's anybody who knows, has a connection in the Amish community, are you taking applications? Like, how do I...
Yeah, how do you join
How do I get in? Because I'm fucking down at this point in time.
Your beard's about halfway there, I'd say.
Right.
And we just need to start calling you like Zacharias or something. And
right. They'd probably make me shave my mustache because they do that kind of silly shit, which just looks weird. So maybe I could convince them not to make me do that.
You're like, it looks weird. Can I keep that?
But
part
at this
of it?
Point in time, like, fuck it. If you'll let me in, man, whatever you say, I don't care.
They look like they're having a decent time over there. We did a whole show with Steve from BG Cast about making sourdough and all that stuff. And I'm like, well, I think the Amish might have it right. They're doing some things right.
You know, their retention rate is like remarkably high. Like, they have Rumspringer, right? Where they send their new adults out into society and you get to go out there, experience it. If you like it, cool. Knock yourself out. But you don't get to come back. Like, once you choose that, you chose that. And that's, you're done. And they have, like, a fucking 95% retention rate. It's fucking retarded.
It might be because, I mean, once they get out into society, society's probably going to shun them for the way that they just are in general. Like, they have no social norms. Like, they don't know how to act and interact in the general public. So I imagine they would get hardcore made fun of to the point where they're like, fuck this place.
They're a little bit set up for failure, and I
don't
mean failure in a bad way, but it's where they've grown up like that, you know.
It's 100% a brilliant psyop on the kids, because you're telling them that they have the freedom to go choose this, but in reality, it's kind of like, oh my God, he's going to get made fun of so bad.
But they're just ill-prepared.
And they only have it for so long that where they feel accepted is like, well, it was cool to go out and experience the rest of the world, but what I know and where I'm accepted and where people love me is back there, and it's just easier than change. So I think I'm going to go back.
No, and I mean, people that have grown up in this system want to get out of it. So I could see where somebody coming from a simple life like that, moving to New York City for 6 months or something, going, fuck this. I miss my cornfields and my weird beard. I'm going to go back there.
Sensory overload to just like the millionth power. Like, can you imagine like not knowing 99% of the technology? I mean, they kind of do engage with the societies that are around their little camps, wherever the fuck those are, nobody knows. But every now and again, you'll see like Amish motherfuckers at the store or, you know, whatever. And they barter and trade with the, you know, society now. They're not completely isolated away. Right.
Well,
they just don't use electricity. They don't have cars. They do that not for a religious reason. Most people think that they're all weird and shit because of religion. No, man, they know the rules and they know that they cannot be involved in those rules or else they're part of the machine. And so they've gone, okay, we don't need electricity. We don't need cars. We don't want to have anything to do with your fucked up world. None of it.
Isn't it weird that the Amish became like the most punk rock thing that you could be?
I think it's very telling as to where we are in the world today. Like, yeah. Punk rock people are not near as punk rock as fucking Amish people. They're like, fuck you, I'll churn my own butter, bitch. I don't need your shit.
Well, punk rockers now are like, fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Oh shit, mom, I have an appointment at the DMV to renew my license.
Yeah. Yeah, you got people like Henry Rollins that are like, get out there and vote. It's like, what? Did you just say? Fuck you.
That's not the punk I remember.
No, man. The fucking 1980s Henry Rollins would kick your fucking ass for being such a status bitch. Don't ever meet your heroes, not later in life, right?
No, not, there was not a once they become 60-year-old lefty lunatics. Don't meet your heroes then, especially. Meet them back when they're 17, still full of fire.
Yeah, when they're fuck everything.
Yeah. Well, dude, so I know you said you didn't bring any stories, but we have more interesting news to get onto than, let's, you know, CrowdStrike or Trump or Biden probably being dead or whatever. Who cares? He probably is.
Cool with me, man. I'm trying to crack my second beer and get this going.
Let's do it. So let's see. I think, well, I don't know if there's any videos on this one, but we'll just start it out. So it's already sharing, right? Can you guys see that? Yeah?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And how odd it is to be starting it with poop.
It's just the first one that popped up. I don't know.
You know, it's not surprising that that's the dude that got caught throwing shit. Like, that's 100% believable. Like, yep.
Yep. So the headline on this one is Crappy Nappy, 18-year-old arrested for assault after flinging feces-filled diaper at his brother. I'll give everybody in the audio one guess where this guy's from.
Florida.
Ding, Florida. One Florida man took a sibling dispute to particularly dirty level. Damien Caston was arrested after he reportedly flung a feces-filled diaper at his brother during an argument at their Florida home. Police said Caston, 18, was arrested for domestic battery. According to an arrest affidavit, the 18-year-old stinker butted heads, well, with his sibling over ongoing domestic issues in their St. Petersburg home. Caston, who police said was paralyzed but ambulatory by using his upper body. Oh, so he's a paraplegic? Is that, yeah, where you can use your upper body? So he's in a wheelchair flinging poo diapers. Hey, I'm giving this guy a pass. He can't even move.
Wait, was his brother supposed to change his fucking diaper? Any was shit it his in his diaper? Diaper? Right.
Let's read on. Oh. He's accused of damaging walls inside the home during an argument with his brother. The perpetrator allegedly started to display aggressive behavior towards his sibling and an unarmed witness. Castner's reportedly throwing objects at the pair. According to the Globe, authorities explained that in an effort to control the situation, the two objects of Kasten's anger carried the 200-pound individual outdoors for everyone's safety. What?
What?
While the victims were able to remove the perpetrator from the home, they weren't out of danger just yet. While outside, Kasten reportedly whipped off his full diaper. Okay, so it was his own diaper. Which is also drenched with urine. You know, just extra. It's got pee and poop.
Yes.
Threw it at his brother, hitting him in the chest. The victim then called police. After a responding officer noted remnants of the diaper were seen on the front porch and on the stomach of the victim.
So he's probably not mentally there either, because that's right. Not. No one know. Calls the
someone
cops on
with brothers. I get it. I totally fucking get it. Like, I'm not even mad at this motherfucker.
What? More
I've wanted to show throw shit at my brothers. And I'm not even fucking paraplegic.
Yeah, like Ben, I mean, what more of a diss could I do to you than throw my own brother poop at you in my diaper while I'm in a wheelchair?
I mean, that's
a giant fuck you.
To be completely honest, if you were already in a diaper, I would kind of just expect you at some point to do that. Like, I can't imagine you not being able to walk or being in a diaper. But I do imagine that should you not be able to walk and are in a diaper, you are definitely throwing it at people. Not just me, but people and dogs
going
and cats
chimpanzee
and children. 100%.
Yeah,
definitely throwing them at the animals.
Man throws diaper at random strangers at Walmart.
So he was then arrested and taken into custody. No weapon was seized besides a poo-poo diaper. Now authorities say he faces a misdemeanor for the foul stunt. He's booked and released. Yeah, I would hope so. How are you going to keep that guy in there? He's going to throw poo on the cops.
Right.
Wow. I don't think I've ever read that type of story before.
I mean,
adult diaper with poo and pee.
None of it
his brother.
Is surprising. The way he looks, the fact that it was Florida. It's like,
I'm back on this guy.
The stars just aligned.
As much as I really hope this was a true story and that dude did throw shit at his brother, because I'm sure he deserved it in one way or another. Brothers always do. I'm sure I deserved it from my brothers at some point too. But like, how many of these stories do you think are just AI?
Oh, we've
so
started
of them.
To think
talk
that
about it all the time. A lot.
I say that all the time on our show. Like, we'll read an article and I'm like, AI. This one, to be honest, I was wondering, is there an author? I was wondering if this was an AI article too, because they use words like feces and urine, but then make like stupid dad jokes about it, which most articles really don't do that.
Well, a lot of these fucking, it doesn't say who it was written by. It does not.
Well, that's weird.
But what's funny is a lot of these, like, yeah, I could vet them or something and go look at the whatever in that county and try to find an actual arrest record and all that. But I don't care. It's funny either way. If it's AI, well done,
right.
AI. Like,
fair enough.
This isn't
no,
it happened in some dimension somewhere.
Yeah, you're not coming here to hear just, actual info.
It's crazy that we're in a time where that's even a thing. Like we have to question literally everything, right? Like, I was watching, and these are guilty pleasures of mine because I like making fun of them. I was watching the Fast and Furious movie, like Fast 10 or whatever it fucking is. Like,
57.
They made like 700 of them. And the whole movie looked fake. The whole movie. I'm like, my wife came in and started laughing at me. I was like, yeah, whatever. I said, but look at it. Like, it all looks like computer generated everything. And she
most of
it,
them
she
are.
Like, oh, fuck.
You know how much like, cheaper that is to do than actually film on set in a real city and
well, not even
through
real
all the
actors,
red tape?
Right? Like, it's just they've got so much footage in it because Paul Walker's in it. Paul Walker's been dead for a fucking long time, dude, and he's in this movie. But that also makes me go off into other theories about maybe he's not actually dead and they're just.
I mean, Bruce Willis signed over his likeness, so he's going to be in movies and he can't even move. He's a vegetable. So maybe, what was his name? The other guy, Fast and Furious?
Paul Walker.
Maybe he posthumously gave away his likeness. Who knows?
Right. Whoever's in charge of his estate.
Maybe he didn't, and they were like, fucking taking it.
Somebody.
Yeah, but if he's under contract, right? Like, if he's under contract, it might be that they just own his likeness already because he's already signed up for a certain amount of movies, right?
And then they keep all the profit.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, next one. So this isn't really that surprising either. This does have a name by Adriana Diaz, and this is on NY Post. So I'm going to assume, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt, that an actual person wrote this, but never just assume. So penis size predicting dating app matches couple sexual mojo using just photos of their hands.
Penis.
And penis, probably. So the first line is, give the lady a hand. Women have forever been sneaking peeks at a man's mitts in an effort to determine the size of his penis. Isn't that a myth, though? I don't know. I'll have to check it out later. Pretty now, sure one curious gal who confesses to being obsessed with the paws of her prospective paramours. Stop doing this, people. That's stupid.
I thought it was shoes, or I thought it was foot size.
That's the joke, I guess. But
yeah,
she's developed a titillating new tool that she claims can deliver an accurate prediction and more just using a photo of their hand. What are you gonna hold up for reference, though? Like, so you know. Because if you just hold up a picture of your hand, you can't
how
tell
can you
how big
tell,
it is.
How can you tell, like,
right.
if I go like this to the camera, I look like I would have one huge schlong, but that
it's
doesn't change
angles.
The fact I don't. Like,
look at this random fucking video that's trying to describe it.
It's showing an eggplant and a finger meeting on the phone. Size Him can tell you the size and shape of a man's penis and then match your sexual compatibility using only photos of your hands. This lady's a freak. I'm telling you that right now. That was when they explained to me that hand proportions can tell what is in the pants and that when your body proportions are similar with your partner's, there's a higher probability that you will have a really good sex life. And she's 40.
Okay. How did they gather the data for this?
Well, maybe like, we'll
how
see.
How did the app get so much information?
Who wrote the code? Right?
They surveyed 10 dudes.
They've got some fucking algorithm, some code that was written that does this. I mean, if they're pairing them up, is there something for women too that is like depth of vagina?
I was going to say, is it like a tuna like, can in there? What's
because,
going on?
Right, like the average depth of a vagina is 4 inches. Don't ask me how I know that. And the average size of a penis is like 5.25 inches, right? Like so five.
And the average size of a man who Googles average penis size is 3.5 inches.
Well, I didn't ever Google it. You can check my fucking history. It's just information that I have come across, right?
Uh-huh.
It's just information I've come across.
A likely and, story.
Yeah, sure. But is there something for women that is, you know, correlates? Like, is it size of hands? It means the size of boobs you have, or, you know, distance from here to here, or whatever
or
the fuck.
What would be easier is you just make them take a non-angled picture of themselves and be like, ha, I knew you were lying. But see, if you were to do that kind of thing, it'd be misogynistic and they would cancel you immediately. So, but it doesn't say how they came across their results, but it does say that the site's calculations will also then predict which of the 7 penis types. There are 7 penis types. Didn't know that either. There's the curved
only
up
7?
Banana or C shape, bender, cucumber, big shaft, big head, mushroom, or pencil.
Bender.
So everybody knows the 7 types of penises now. You're fucking welcome.
Boner.
It's not little, it's thin.
I have no idea why. Oh my god. Well, that's why it's Planet Retard. All right. Well, before we move on to the next one, so I mentioned this next one on Instagram. It's a man uses a funnel to pour a margarita in a woman's butt at a restaurant. So stick around for that. But I did want to bring up our hang on. Okay, there we go. Yes, mental performance shots. Magic Mind, thank you. And we just got our second box in from these guys, and I'm going to be sad when it's gone. Ben, I have yours in the fridge still, since you need to pick yours up.
Thank
you. Yeah, we've talked about it before on the show, but it's got adaptogens, nootropics, and all these, all the mushrooms and all that stuff that everyone's raving about, turmeric. matcha, vitamin C. Why is this button not working? There we go. And it doesn't have a bunch of sugar either. It's got agave in it, which is sugar, but you know, it's better for you than just regular sugar. It's got lion's mane, cordyceps, rhodiola rosea.
What is that?
It just says supports long-term energy, enhances endurance while reducing stress and fatigue, which is kind of in line with the ashwagandha that's in there too, which we love that too.
Yeah, I
like all this stuff that we put in our smoothies.
But yes, you need to come pick yours up, Ben. And
yeah, otherwise it's going to be gone. Sorry.
It also has a vitamin B complex in it too. So yeah, it's really crazy. I do miss it when I don't have it, to the point where I might just use our own promo code, LegitBatPod20, to go get some more. Because they do send us some, but it's not enough, man. I need it every day. You hear me, Ella? Yeah? No. Thanks for the team over there, though, for being so, accommodating with our schedule. Sometimes we can't get these episodes out quick enough, but thanks for being, accommodating, and we appreciate that. But you can go to magicmind.com/legitbatpod20 or use the promo code legitbatpod20, and you can save on a subscription. Thank you. But thank you, Magic Mind. Love that stuff. I am not in Georgia. Next page. What are you doing? Uh-oh.
What happened?
I fucked up the next story. Hang on. Oh, no, I just hit the wrong button. Okay. So yeah, I put this on Instagram, but it was just a screenshot of the article. And I couldn't tell. Yeah, I couldn't tell for sure if it was a real story, but Jen had looked it up immediately and said it was. So
I don't know if it's a real story. I just know it wasn't just a meme.
It wasn't,
whatever.
It wasn't a
fake created picture. Yeah. Of a story that doesn't exist. It's a story, but I don't know if this really happened. It's hilarious either way.
Yeah. Again, if it's AI, well done. So this is in Georgia, not Florida, surprisingly. A man and woman are facing charges. They're both facing charges. Wow. After reports said the man attempted to use a funnel to pour a margarita down the woman's butt as they dined at a Mexican restaurant in South Georgia.
What?
Joe Boyett and Mary Sweat were arrested this week for misdemeanor public indecency after video of their X-rated stunt went viral on social media, TMZ first reported. The arrest came after Sweat, her name was Sweat too, that's disgusting, called the police to complain about the video being leaked online. So she called the police on herself to complain about the video being leaked, and then they were like, oh, well, now you're going to get arrested. It took place three months ago.
Wait, you did it at a restaurant, and you're mad about a video being leaked.
Well, because they were sober when they found it, and they're like, shit, do you remember that night? I don't.
The cops are like, thank you for calling in. Yeah, it's fucking disgusting. We know. We're coming.
Is the picture
butt chugging a fucking margarita in a restaurant?
That's a whole new level of butt chugging. Usually you do it the other way, where you put it into the butt.
It would be great if it was,
in Georgia.
State.
Close enough to Florida.
Yeah.
It's like a first date and she just sprung it on him. Like, hey, I want you to pour that margarita up my ass.
I'm going to show you how weird I am.
It's a deal breaker if you won't do it.
He thought, yeah, she was totally out of his league, right? Like, this is my hypothetical. She's totally out of his league, but she has to do that because she's a freak and she can only get ugly guys to do her kink, right? So she goes on a date with an ugly dude and she's like, all right, I'll let you fuck me, but first, you're going to pour that margarita in my ass.
She also knows how drunk she's going to get from that, and then she will be okay with fucking the ugly guy.
Right. So What I'm trying to figure out is if he actually poured it into the hole. So it says screen grabs of the explicit act published by multiple outlets, including the New York Post, showed a woman on all fours inside a restaurant booth as a man attempted to use a funnel to pour a drink down her rear end. So I don't know if it was into the hole or just like that they just pour it off the butt. I don't know.
Be like ice block. Was there anybody below it to catch it? Or were you just,
I think that's what he was doing or trying
on
to
the
do.
Floor. What a waste.
So when he used a funnel, which, where'd you get a funnel unless you planned this before you went to, who brings a funnel
obviously
to a restaurant?
They planned
Come on.
It.
When that didn't work, he abandoned the funnel and poured it directly from a glass. Waycross police told WALB TV that Boyette identified himself as the man in the video in a Facebook post. This may be a good time to start selling content. Hit me up for Cash App. This is like the Hawk Tour chick. She's like, I can make money.
So
hell yeah.
He brought a funnel to a restaurant to pour a margarita down her poop chute. It's like, not only did they plan this, but clearly she really wanted this particular margarita from this restaurant. because right. there had to have been a conversation about which one was her favorite.
I've done them all, man. The best ones.
Yeah, they don't have the video. That sucks. Yeah, the rest of it was just the restaurant saying, we want to make it clear that such behavior is completely unacceptable.
And is that something you really
mean? No, what they really said is, no English way.
Now they have a sign on their front door that says, no butt chugging margaritas.
Yeah.
Dude, this is where stupid shit like those signs come from. And weird signs you wouldn't
that's
think
how dumb
you'd have
rules
to tell.
Are made, yeah.
Because that happened right. one time.
That's,
and now they got to make a
rule. That's why
there's
a fucking sign every time you open the hood of your car that says, do not stick hand in fan while it's running.
Yeah.
Like, because people are just that stupid.
You know, there was, you know,
do
there
not
some...
chug margaritas in public. They...
Or at all. You know, that there was some waiter that's like, you want to try salsa next?
Right. Do you need sour cream? Is it burning?
fucking nasty. Like,
getting an itch on your stink button.
This is the world we live in, man. We live in a world where people are butt chugging margaritas at
in public.
Fucking El Chico's.
And need their Colorado Rockies to turn color so they know their beer is blue.
Yeah.
And their beer is cold.
Thank
cold,
you, Coors.
Fuck. Jesus.
This episode brought to you by Coors Light. You can tell if your beer is cold. No, they're not actually a sponsor.
And if you can't,
no more beer.
No more beer.
All right, what's next? So we got New Jersey dad arrested for decapitating seagull after it tried to eat daughter's fries, which is fair. Where was he at?
I mean,
in New Jersey.
No way. Seagulls eat
Joey
everything.
Joey doesn't share food.
Man, yeah. Have you ever met him? A man from southern New Jersey was arrested after losing his temper and decapitating a seagull who tried to eat some of his daughter's fries. Local law enforcement officials say they responded to calls of animal cruelty at Maury's Pier, located at Who Gives a Shit. Court documents show that 29-year-old Franklin Ziegler, hey Frankie, was arrested by police after he admitted to ripping the seagull's head off after it attempted to steal his daughter's French fries. He subsequently walked up to the Maury's Pier staff while holding the headless bird and asked for trash bags to dispose of the animal.
Oh my God.
Hey, that was nice of him.
I didn't think anybody cared about seagulls, so, you know.
That used to be just a turn of the phrase. Man, they almost tore my head off. Like, no, that guy's going to tear your fucking head off.
He's from New Jersey. I'm surprised he didn't just stuff the whole thing in his mouth or something.
Fucking East Coast people.
And New Jersey to boot.
When I was a kid, my cousin used to always tell me that if you go to the beach to take Alka-Seltzer and feed it to the birds because they can't burp and it makes them blow up.
I've heard that. I've not yet put it to practice.
I never tried it. It's too scared to try.
Can you imagine that fucking tweet conversation? I got a fart so bad.
Like, dude, I feel like I'm gonna blow up. Boom! Like, holy shit, Mike?
Oh my God. So this is such a, from what I know of that area, this is such a New Jersey thing to do. Hey, you steal my daughter's fries? And just fucking rips his head off. And then he's a gentleman, so he asks for bags so he can clean it up and he doesn't inconvenience other patrons. That's nice of him.
Well, he's so a true Jersey Shore guy, man. He's just trying to keep the pier clean.
What level of grease do you think he had in his hair?
All of it.
Like pomade greasy?
Yeah.
So he was charged with disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. So by the time the cops got there, he was. I want to know who called the cop on, or called the cops on him. If I'm the server, I'd just be like, dude.
Fucking narcs, man.
Yeah, just throw it in the garbage or something. Like, who cares?
Dude, that would be insane. You're at a family, family place and he's ripping a seagull's head off. That's going to startle a lot of people. I'm sorry. I bet he got called by like at least 10 to 15 people, probably called the police at the same time.
It has a picture of a live seagull on this article.
Yeah, what do you think they're going to do?
Why wouldn't you just throw it in the ocean?
They're going to put on a picture of Dumb and Dumber is what they're going to do with this pretty birdie.
Yeah, good birdie.
Those french fries look
real
fucking good, though.
I know, I was looking at that.
I am a sucker for french fries, so I mean, if it was sweet potato fries, I probably would have done the same thing.
I'm just saying, I don't condone ripping heads off birds, but I get where he was coming from. That's it.
He
was 72?
Another Florida. Yeah, Florida girl this time.
Oh, God.
Florida bride-to-be arrested for beating up groom in a wild fight over prenup. She'll take thee to the hospital.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, she should have just been lucky she was getting married.
What's the prenup for? What do they have?
I don't know.
What
does she have? We've gotten like three words into the article. Let's see. A bride-to-be in Florida got so furious during a wild fight over a prenuptial agreement, she allegedly beat up her groom and bit his brother a few days before their wedding. Molly Rose Hogan, 26, exploded into a booze-fueled argument with her unidentified fiancé over the wedding contract at their home. Oh, also in St. Petersburg. Wow. You guys are just on a roll. Prompting her to grab his head and pummel him in the chest, legs, and torso. When her soon-to-be brother-in-law intervened to protect his sibling, she allegedly flew into a fit of rage and chomped down on his arm. The husband-to-be, who was set to marry Hogan on Saturday, attempted to escape from her multiple times. He was ultimately pulled away from his raging bride by witnesses who corroborated his account of the attack. So she just went full schizo. So let's see if they say the nature of this.
Spoiler alert, no wedding.
What did the prenup say?
It doesn't even say. It says the fight was sparked by a heated argument over a prenup agreement. Hogan didn't immediately return a request for comment from the Post.
It's probably an AI-generated image. It's just like the last one where it's showing someone in like an orange jumpsuit, like under arrest or whatever.
It's just from thispersondoesn'texist.com.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
That's my guess for sure.
Great website.
Well, let's do a reverse image search on this bitch and see. No, I'm just kidding. I don't care. So if you want to look her up, Molly Rose Hogan. I wonder if she's got a Facebook.
You can't put a picture of someone who looks like they live in West Virginia or Florida and then say they had a prenup. Like, get the fuck out of here.
It was scribbled
on a
napkin.
When you sign a prenup, you have fucking money. They don't look like they have a goddamn thing. I'm sorry.
It was on a Post-it note or something.
Yeah, on a napkin. This is the prenup.
All right. What?
That's a real buzzkill that there was no information about the prenup. That's pertinent information to the fucking article. Like,
yeah.
What possibly could it have said? I mean,
I know it would have been.
Is she not able to smoke meth anymore?
They don't even have social media, I'm sure. So who's gonna? They won't even know.
There's a lot of people I know that have broken up because one person didn't have a prenup in their head at all, and took offense to the fact that the other person was like, "I think it's a good idea for both of us." And they're like, "Well, are you planning on getting a divorce?" And I've watched it. People, that is what split them up, and they never ended up getting married. Just the fact that one person wanted it and the other person didn't. And I'm
that's solid to begin with.
So
anybody who lives in Hollywood or is an actor or musician, they all have prenups, not only because they have money, but because they're genuinely assuming at some point they're going to get a divorce. Like, they go into it thinking, this could last 6 months to 2 years, but I'm definitely going to get divorced at some point, so we got to have a prenup. What a wild way to live.
Right.
All right, so next one, we've got some cock news in here. Man, 68, has to have part of his penis amputated after it turned gangrenous due to using a sex aid for too long.
This guy's a faggot.
Oh, it says graphic content warning. Ew! It shows it all blurred out.
This has got to be AI, too. That's like Adam Sandler's Blackfoot.
Let's see how good ChatGPT is getting. So an American man had to have the head of his penis cut off. That's the best part. What are you talking about? After wearing an erection-boosting sex ring for an entire day. Medics who treated the 68-year-old were forced to peel away layers of dead tissue in the horrific case, but found the tip couldn't be saved and had to be removed. However, in an apparent world first of its kind, medic used part of the man's thigh to rebuild part of his penis. That's got to be weird looking. The unnamed patient told doctors from the University of California's Department of Urology that he had worn the ring, which boosts an erection by trapping blood in the genitals, for about 24 hours. You're supposed to call a doctor after 4 hours, dude, and you kept that thing on for 24? No wonder you had to have your top of your dick cut off. This guy.
I think it would take more than 24 hours to get gangrene, though.
I don't know.
Yeah, and that's usually
for... remove it.
That's,
okay.
He's talking... It's a ring, dude. He's not talking about taking a pill that gives you an erection.
Yeah, but I mean,
you can just slide those typically on and off. But at 68, this guy was, if he's using a cock ring, he probably wasn't able to get that fucker off.
Listen to the way it's worded. Being unable to remove it from his engorged member by hand, he then resorted to using pliers to pry it off. Oh, oh. And it's got a picture of his apparent cock rings, I guess. But shockingly, he only sought aid from medics a week later after experiencing problems urinating.
Oh, what the fuck?
That's long enough.
The surgery.
I think we're good on this one.
In the journal Urology Case Reports, medics said at the point of admission, the man's penis was abnormally purple colored with blistered skin and yellow patches. Oh, he was homeless too. Okay, I take it back.
Where'd he get a cock ring?
It's probably just something found in the garbage.
It's just something. It was like a bottle cap.
It's like not a cock ring. It sounds like it wasn't a cock ring at all.
Oh, yeah. So it says
he was chewing on it.
It said it was necrotic, which is a gross word. So, okay, let's move on. Jesus, sorry. I'm the typical American, and I don't actually read the article. I just read the headline and then go on with my day believing exactly what I read. So I should have read that first. Sorry.
Yeah, that one was tough, man.
One more poop story. Port Angeles poopetrator jailed after restaurant offense. What is with people doing weird shit in restaurants?
Is this one in Florida too?
Port Angeles, where is that? Does it say? Yeah, look up Port Angeles. Port Angeles police report a man was jailed Tuesday after defecating in front of a restaurant and its employees and then wandering into the street, causing an accident. No, Washington.
Yeah.
The police sergeant says it was just before 7 a.m. Tuesday when 58-year-old Darren Carlson began banging on the windows of the Chestnut Cottage restaurant. Because they were not open yet, the employees didn't let him in. As you do. Rife says it was at that time that Carlson removed his clothing and relieved himself on the front patio as employees called police. Carlson then walked into traffic at the corner of Front and Race Streets, causing a driver to slam on their brakes, which led to a rear-end collision. This guy's just leaving a trail of carnage. Literally.
I get it.
Police arrived, gave Carlson a plastic bag, and told him to pick up his waste on the patio. They reported he picked it up with his bare hand and put it in the bag. Yeah. Oh my god.
Nice. Of course he did.
He's like, fuck you. Now arrest me. Put some cuffs on these hands. Oh my god, that's great. Kind of backing this guy too.
Right.
He got so mad that they wouldn't let him in.
He just hit his limit, man. It's like what's that movie with Michael Keaton? Or not Michael Keaton, Michael Douglas. Falling Down.
That's a great movie.
That last thing that just sends him over the edge. Maybe that was this restaurant not being open. He was like, he just was at his limit. He's like, if I could just go to this place and get my motherfucking burrito, everything will be okay. And he goes and they're closed and he's like, fuck it. I'm shitting on the patio.
I'm living in the forest now. I'm going to cause a car wreck on my way out of here. Fuck you.
All right. He's just like, fuck everything.
Hey, again, fair. So I do have one more story before we get out of here. I had sent a meme of this. Again, it was another one of those memes that I was like, oh, this isn't real. And it still might not be. But more than a dozen sharks test positive for cocaine. I actually believe this. So where it's at, Brazil.
I have this too.
Yeah. I mean, I believe that. Drug dealers throw fucking kilos. Wasn't it
like Rand Paul or something that like pointed out one time the government had experiments with like mating practices of doves on cocaine or some shit. So,
I believe it. This sounds like something Fauci would do. Or Hunter Biden. But yeah, so more than a dozen sharks living off the coast of Brazil tested positive for cocaine. A total of 13 Brazilian sharp-nosed sharks were tested by scientists who discovered the cocaine in both the muscle tissue and liver of the sharks. So it's relatively fresh if it's in their liver, right? The sharks were chosen both because of their small size and that they live in the coastal waters and are in close proximity to a significant contaminant discharge. Yeah. It's the first time the drug has ever been detected in free-range sharks. It's probably the first time you ever...
How many times have they tested for it?
Right. It's the first time.
Is this something that they test for often?
I doubt.
See if it's a male or female. If it's a female, see if it's pregnant. And,
yeah.
Test for cocaine.
How many times have you tested for cocaine? Quarterly.
So it doesn't
we
say
test
that.
Every shark for coke.
It just said the study found
since the 70s.
Says that the cocaine levels in the 13 sharks had a concentration as much as 100 times higher than previously reported for other aquatic creatures. Apparently, they've tested other creatures before.
What?
But it says the cocaine concentration in muscle tissue is higher in female sharks than in their male counterparts. They believe the rise in cocaine consumption around the world is most likely the cause. Yeah, probably. As around 22% of users of the drug users. What? Okay, it's AI.
Is it from in South America, eating some coked up fuck that just wandered into the ocean?
He probably just took a cocaine dump in the ocean and just they got it from that.
They ate fucking Richard Pryor and that's what fucking happened.
Jesus. Oh, what a retarded planet. I mean, flat, motionless plane that we live on.
Oh, that's fucking
so
wild,
what do you got
man.
Going on for the that's all the stories I got, but what do you got going on for the rest of the year until we catch up again?
Man, working. That's always
pretty much all of us. Yeah.
Yeah, man, I got 5 kids, a beautiful wife that I have to keep impressed with things that I do. So,
that's a full-time job as it is.
So,
Is she in there?
Glares at me. Yeah. Oh. So yeah, the work continues. I may or may not start my podcast again. I think about it a lot, but I don't know. The more I think about my last episode and the title of it, I think that's a good mic drop. If you want to find me, you can listen to me on Are We Content with the great Chud X.
Nice.
We do that weekly, but we've kind of been on a hiatus. Because Chud just had his baby, so.
Are you ever on the Conspiracy Theater 3000 with Drew and Ryan?
We do that once a month.
Oh, okay, cool.
Though, man, it's so hard to line up because Drew's way the fuck off in Australia, yeah. And it's so hard to do episodes with him that it gets frustrating for all of us, I'm sure.
That is a great show, though. I've listened to a couple of them. I listened to the one you did probably about a year ago about the Truman Show and just covering, you know, movies like that in a different, you know, perspective, I guess we'll call it. But the Truman Show is a great one.
It's a fun little show we do once a month, Conspiracy Theater 3000. Other than that, this work, we just moved, so trying to settle into this place. You know, it takes about 6 months to get fucking settled into a place, so...
Yep. Where'd you get moved?
I live just outside of Austin, and we just kind of moved 3 blocks from where we were.
Gotcha.
Nice. So,
do you still have your chickens and stuff?
Yeah. Not near as many. We only have, 15 now? 15.
Oh, is that all?
Oh, no.
Yeah. I have 3.
Yeah. Well, at one point in time, man, we had, well over 100.
Oh, so, damn. Oh, wow. That's so much poop.
Yeah, it was a lot. We were breeding, so we had incubators going all the time and shit. So,
nice.
We just always had tons of chickens. It got to the point to where we quit counting them. Like it was impossible to fucking count them all. So
that's how your friend is.
Oh yeah.
Oh Matt, he probably has.
He'll find dead ones out there all the time. He's like, oh, that one died, but they ate it, so whatever.
Yeah, and they will. They're little fucking dinosaurs.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
They're crazy.
Little velociraptors.
Dude, the only reason we're not on the menu is a size discrepancy. Those motherfuckers would eat us quick as shit.
That's all they do is eat. If it fits, they eat it. So, I mean, if we were to fit, we'd be chicken food.
You see them cruise around in the backyard chasing shit?
Yeah. It's like the Roadrunner. They're like,
wouldn't be able to get away from that.
Nope. Well, dude, good to catch up with you again.
Yeah, man, thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, maybe we'll have you and Chud on some time and do kind of a crossover episode between you guys. And
fuck yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Ben. Thanks for you. Look like you're sleepy. Yeah. So, yeah, everybody have a great rest of your week. Go check out Magic Mind and get some chickens.
Fuck yes.
Thank you for listening to Legit Bad. Please address all content grievances to gofuckyourself@yourmom.com. See you next week.